Today, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to take up a case that could threaten the existence of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It could also potentially threaten the status of many other federal agencies, including the Federal Reserve. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is here to explain. Nina, start by reminding us why the CFPB was established.
It was established by Congress in 2010 after the financial crash to protect consumers from what were seen as predatory practices by financial institutions. The particular rule in this case involves some of the practices of payday lenders.
Tell us more about what's at issue in this case.
So let me first talk about the bigger picture here. There are lots of conservatives who have long opposed the modern administrative state, and they've previously challenged laws that say heads of agencies can only be fired for cause. In recent years, the Supreme Court has agreed, and it struck down a bunch of these provisions, saying that these independent agencies are essentially creatures of the executive branch, so the president has to be able to fire at will, not just for cause. But while those decisions did change the who in terms of who runs these agencies, it didn't take away the agency's powers. Now comes a lower court decision that essentially invalidates the whole mission of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB.
And how does it do that?
A panel of three Trump appointees on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the agency's funding is unconstitutional because the CFPB gets its money from the Federal Reserve, which in turn is funded by bank fees. Yes, the agency has to report regularly to Congress and is audited regularly, but the Fifth Circuit said that's not enough. The CFPB's money has to be appropriated annually by the Congress, and if not, then everything the agency does is unconstitutional.
But a lot of other agencies are also funded that way, right?
You got it. The Federal Reserve itself is funded not by Congress, but by, as I said, banking fees. Also, the Postal Service has different funding. The U.S. Mint, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which protects bank depositors, all these agencies and more are funded not by annual appropriations. And in its brief to the Supreme Court, the Biden administration noted that even programs like Social Security and Medicare are paid for by mandatory spending, not annual appropriations. As the brief puts it, this marks the first time in our nation's history that any court has held that Congress violated the Appropriations Clause by enacting a law authorizing spending. So, in other words, Ari, this case is a very, very big deal.
Now, the CFPB was the brainchild of Elizabeth Warren, who at the time worked for the Obama administration and is now a senator from Massachusetts. What'd she say about all this today?
Well, you can imagine she's not pleased. She
right.
issued a statement today saying, quote, "If the Supreme Court follows more than a century of law and historical precedent, it will strike down the Fifth Circuit's decision before it throws our financial markets and economy into chaos."
I know this is very early to ask, but any sense of how it's likely to be decided?
Well, look, this is the most conservative court in close to a century. But this case is different because it's a forerunner to potentially invalidating the independence and funding of the Federal Reserve. So who knows? In any event, the court won't hear arguments in this case until next term with an opinion sometime in 2024.
And you'll be watching. NPR's
Nina
Totenberg. Thank you.
Thank you, Ari.